And it is time once again for us to do the morning munch. It is munch time, and munching with us this morning, our very own station manager and co-host of the Wake Up Call Morning Show, Mr. Jeff Howe.
All right. Well, God gave me the idea of the morning munch on my way in this morning. Coming in, I was in the right lane, and there was a bus stopped. I realized kind of last minute, so I had to hurry and get over to get around it. And then shortly after that, here comes this pickup truck barreling up behind me and then zips around me. And I'm thinking, okay, well, I'm going to be catching up to him at the red light up ahead because I know the time pattern. So I'm thinking, ha, I'll get up there and then I'll be right behind him and or next to him and turn and look at him and look at him, you know, like, ha, that got you somewhere, huh? Well, no, he went through the red lights.
Yeah, you know, optional.
So and then shortly after the light turned green when I got there, and then I look up ahead at Reynolds, a much busier street, and he was turning left, and he goes through the red light there. And it just made me think of a couple sections of scripture where it talks about the end times, where there'll be lots of lawlessness. Mm. I'm thinking, I just don't know what I was thinking. Like, who does he think he is? I mean, but we're going to see even more of that. And Jesus talks about that in Matthew 24. And they ask, now as he sat on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately saying, tell us, when will these things be? And what will be the sign of your coming and the end of the age? And Jesus answered and said to them, take heed that no one deceives you, for many will come in my name, saying, I am the Christ, and will deceive many. And you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines, pestilences, and earthquakes in various places. And these are all the beginning of sorrows. Then they will deliver you up to tribulation and kill you, and you'll be hated by all nations for my name's sake. Many will be offended.
Yeah, well, a little bit of that.
Anything you do offends now. Will betray one another, will hate one another. Then many false prophets will rise up and deceive many. We're seeing that in the church. Many Christian churches, mm-hmm. There's false teachings, false prophets. And because lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow cold. So I imagine that guy driving that pickup, not very loving person.
Certainly not concerned about the safety of others.
Yeah. But he who endures to the end shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all the nations, and then the end will come. So, yeah, it's just only going to get worse. And, I mean, the love of many will grow cold. It just, right, nation rise against nation, and people offended, betray one another, hate one another. We're seeing all that right now. And so lawlessness, then love will grow cold. Watch what you do. I mean, yeah, sure, people will get away with things like that. You know, I always get frustrated when police aren't around to catch somebody like that. I'm always worried. I'll go over that speed limit one little bit, not realizing it, and then I'll get caught. Because I always try to be careful not to go much over the speed limit. But
right.
And here's this guy. Zoom, no one catches him. Don't let that draw you into doing the same thing. It's just like think that mentality of, well, they got away with it, so I can get away with it. You may see other Christians doing things, and they're not getting in trouble. Stick with God's laws and commands and what he says in his word. Don't let yourself be drawn into that. And another section of scripture. Oh, nope, I lost it. See if I can kind of remember. It's in the last, there will be terrible times in the last days. 2 Timothy 3, verse 1, or starting at verse 1. But mark this, there will be terrible times in the last days. Mm. I'm going to read from the Amplified. But understand this, in the last days will come, set in perilous times of great stress and trouble, hard to deal with and hard to bear. For people will be lovers of self and utterly self-centered. We see a lot of that. Lovers of money and aroused by an inordinate, greedy desire for wealth. Proud and arrogant and contemptuous boasters. They will be abusive, blasphemous, scoffing, disobedient to parents, ungrateful, unholy, and profane. They will be without human affection, callous and inhuman, relentless, admitting of no truce or appeasement. They will be slanderers, false accusers, troublemakers, intemperate and loose in morals and conduct, uncontrolled and fierce, haters of good. They will be treacherous betrayers, rash and inflated with self-conceit. They will be lovers of sensual pleasures and vain amusements more than and rather than lovers of God. For although they hold a form of piety, true religion, they deny and reject and are strangers to the power of it. Their conduct belies the genuineness of their profession. Avoid all such people. Turn away from them. So, yeah, things are going to get crazy. We're going to see more things like that. Don't get caught up in that. But also be prepared. That means we are in the last days. The Lord is coming soon. So, Father, help us to be prepared for your soon coming of your Son, Jesus Christ. Help us to not be caught up in all this lawlessness, even though we see even Christians around us doing things that they shouldn't be. Don't let that draw us into it. And let us not be frustrated when we see people acting stupid, like I saw with that pickup truck driver, Lord. Help us to just stay calm and realize that these things will come and that we must be the light in this dark world, to continue to live by your ways despite the world and our culture getting further and further from truth and from morality, that people will see a difference in us even more when these things happen, and that they will be drawn to you through us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Jeff Howe munching with us this morning on our Morning Munch. Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you.